Listening to Stranger Ways, but plot twist, Harrison's not quite here yet, so I'm filling in the moment. I'm the special guest, Andres, and I guess I'll start us off with some good old Magdalena Bay, a band that Harrison and I both enjoy quite a bit. We saw them live not too long ago at the Sinclair, and it was an amazing show. So without further ado, I'm gonna go ahead and play Cherry off of their latest album, Mercurial World. Hope y'all enjoy. This is probably one of my favorites, I'd say. So, enjoy.
Was I a bad friend? It was only that bad with you. Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today is a little different than normal. My normal co-host, Autumn Malone, is not able to be in the studio today for some reason. And instead, I have one of my other good friends here, Andres Lopez. Say hi.
Hello.
And big thanks to him for covering for me for the first couple minutes. I was a little late because of an appointment, but we stay winning. WMFO takes up
always
priority over everything. But yeah, let's just keep some music going. I was actually at a concert last night. I saw Animal Collective at Paradise Rock Club, and it was incredible. Paradise Rock Club isn't my first, second, or third choice of a venue normally, but I had a great time there. And yeah, they just need to upgrade their sound system because the second you introduce like really weird synths and a lot of like loud noise, it tends to peak out pretty early. And there were multiple times where I was like, had to plug my ears because I was like, oh wow, this sounds really bad.
That's a tendency with a lot of venues. I don't know
who they're hiring to mix these things. I mean, I don't know anything about mixing music, so I can't really critique, but yeah, get a new sound system, Paradise.
Yeah.
Did Animal Collective dirty at some point.
It's good to hear that it was a sick concert though.
Oh, it was super fun. Yeah. Like they're a really interesting group live, and I'll talk more about it after I play this song, but yeah, they're like, I want to see them again, hopefully at some point, and it was really cool. But yeah, this is Chores off of Strawberry Jam, which they played last night, and it was probably my favorite song of the set. So here it is.
Let's go. I'm excited. I don't think I've heard Animal Collective quite yet.
Oh, boy.
I don't think I've gotten around to it.
Yeah, this should be interesting then. All right, so this is Chores. Enjoy, everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's a pretty good kind of sample of what Animal Collective is, at in my opinion, their best. But
that was cool. I can see why that was like your favorite live.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it was. I was trying to think. So like, the set was cool. It opened with a lot of stuff from Time Skiffs, which like I'm happy about. I love it's their that's their new album. I really like it.
Okay.
And they do kind of a similar thing with the with like I mean the Grateful Dead influence with this band is kind of insane. The lead singer is like super into them from what I've heard. They've even covered some of their stuff live, which I didn't know about until recently. But they have a lot of songs they only play live that have like never made their way onto like a real recording.
Yeah, that's what Dan was saying last night.
Yeah, and so you're just there and you're not even like it's awesome going to concerts where you aren't like trying to pick out like, oh, I recognize this song, yeah, yeah, like when's this coming up, and just like plopping yourself in a spot for 2 hours.
Right, just
and
taking just, everything in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, I mean, that song is like, you know, it's a little bit more, I wouldn't say intense than the normal stuff, but it's got like more kick to it. And so people took that as an excuse to mosh, which Dan and I were joking about in the beginning. We're like, oh, if they play Chores, we'll open up the pit. But yeah.
And then it actually happened.
And when I say open up the pit, it was like two dudes throwing themselves into like the general vicinity of people around them until they kind of backed up to give give them space. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. While I was standing there, I was like, I'm so curious how the Drain Gang show is going to be at this venue. It's going to
I can't even imagine.
Oh, like, God. So my plan, right, is that sometimes venues will drop day of tickets. Like, they set aside around 20 or 30 to drop, like, day of. So I think we just have to hope that that works out.
Right. I also tried to send in press for Echo. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens. You should have sent it in for, I don't know, maybe Thai Boy?
I don't know. It's, like, the first one I found. Like, I could probably do Thai Boy as well.
Just send it to all three of them. Yeah.
Just cast the widest net possible.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. We were in Paradise, and I was just thinking, like, oh, wow, it's gonna be an interesting crowd.
Yeah.
The Drain Gang show. But Animal Collective was just millennials, if you couldn't guess. But yeah, I don't know. I had a really fun time, and I'm really happy that I went to see them. I was kind of like not second guessing myself while I was there, but I'm not like the biggest fan of theirs like across the board. I'm still getting into their music. I'm really only familiar with like Strawberry Jam, Murray with the Press Pavilion, and Time Skiffs. I still need to listen to like a bulk of their other work. But yeah, this sold me. This definitely sold me.
Nice.
And yeah, I mean any band live that's jamming, I'm sold for. And so, speaking of that, and continuing with the influence, we're actually going to get some Dead going right now. This is Jack Straw from their show Cornell, which I play a lot on here because it's incredible and also, like, relatively short for some of their stuff. But yeah, this is Jack Straw. Enjoy, everybody.
Cause we done a shit on our mind.
Well, believe it or not, that's the first time I've actually played the dead on this new incarnation of Strange Waves. So
it's
a long time coming. But yeah, great song. Jack Sherrill, one of my personal favorites. Yeah, shout out Cheese, who's out there listening somewhere in sunny Palm Beach, Florida, where I will be in a few days' time, if all goes well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Up next, we got some music that Andres actually exposed me to, which is Only Acting by Cara Bonita. You want to talk about this?
Lovely song.
Yeah, lovely song.
This song in particular, I think it took a while for it to grow on me, actually. Like,
really?
I didn't like a lot of Time and Place on first listen, which is pretty funny because I actually like a lot of it now, like quite a bit.
I was listening to Time and Place like through one day. I was just like, put it on because I never actually listened to the album. And the first two songs didn't really catch my attention. And then I heard this and I was like, oh. I was like, this is what they're capable of. Because my only experience with Cara Bonita before that was like swimming.
Flamingo.
Yeah. Which, Flamingo is a banger. You won't hear any Flamingo slander on this channel.
No, it's
but
great.
Yeah, I don't know. This is Only Acting by Cara Bonita. Enjoy.
When I step onto the stage, see the curtain raise, I'm apparent, I've got someone to play. All the crowd are in the seats, looking straight at me for an answer. They just get what they see. They applaud and the ushers locking the door till the matinee. So I get to know the cast, though it doesn't last. I'm a pro, but I won't take it too far. Now I know I shouldn't get comfy on the set. Every time it all comes down to me. That's the truth that the stage school doesn't teach you, but it's good to know. It takes much more than just learning a script. You see, you gotta take the part and believe.
Thank you.
Don't worry, no technical difficulties, folks. It's just part of the song.
I love how weird they got in some parts of that album.
Yeah, like, guess what the recommended song just came up? Because like I'm like one song back on the playlist. It's like just recommending stuff at random based on what I just last played.
Okay, yeah.
It's telling me to play The Turning Wheel by Spelling. we're not going to get that weird. But yeah, Time and Place, awesome album. Yep,
great album.
My personal favorite. I know that's kind of a hot take. Or not
no,
real.
That's valid. Yeah. I mean,
you're Civilization, right?
That's a good question. I feel like I have like a big connection to a Bonita Generation.
Fair enough.
But I don't know, Civilization has no misses, so.
Yeah, Bonita Generation's like a borderline perfect pop album, so I can't really, no faults there whatsoever. but we're going to keep the music going and then get into a PSA. This is been on a huge beach house kick recently ever since Once Twice Melody came out. And this is Lazuli off of Bloom. So enjoy. I played Wishes last week. This album is just completely like, it's perfect in my opinion. It's like every song is great, but this Wishes and like probably Myth or maybe The Hours are like up there as like some of my favorite songs ever. So yeah, let's just get right into it. This is Lazuli.
Excited. Yeah,
it's a great song. Thank you.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to play online or pay online, go to give.tufts.edu, under designation select Art, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click Donations and Drives tab. Thanks for helping keep the station freeform. So, if you like what I'm doing over here on the show, if you listen to any other shows, please consider donating.
Yeah, of course.
Love WMFO. Easily one of my favorite things the school has put me onto, and I'm having a lot of fun coming in here every day and doing it. So
I agree.
I don't know. Take my word for it. we just found Hounds of Love on vinyl in here, and it's not marked at WMFO. It's not marked as a WMFO vinyl. So if somebody brought this, it's here. I don't know. So we're gonna keep the music going, pick it up a little bit. What do you think of Beach House?
That was interesting. I don't really listen to that much like Dream Pop. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, they're fun. I like them a lot. Hopefully gonna get a chance to see them if I'm up here when it like if it works out. They're playing at the Royale, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, nice, over the summer.
Yeah, it's like it's like late May, early June, so okay. It's gonna be like if I'm in summer classes or whatever, see if it works out. It's gonna be a game time decision, but we'll see. So up next we have somebody that both of us are going to see in about a month, Eve Tumor.
Let's go.
Yeah, this show's gonna be crazy.
I know. I've seen like a couple videos. So yeah. I'm just like excited. I haven't watched them.
I want to be surprised. Especially because I'm like what they have like three albums, like an EP, so it's pretty easy to be like very familiar with the bulk of their catalog. So
I still need to like delve deeper into it.
I've listened to Heaven for a Tortured Mind.
Yeah,
it's great. That's my personal favorite of what they put out. And this is actually the opening track from that album. I've probably played this last year, but I'm gonna play it again because it's a great song. This is Gospel for a New Century. Enjoy.
Banger.
You really mean?
Yeah,
incredible song.
That's really, really
good.
Can't
wait to see that live.
Yeah, that's the song that got me through that Eve. Yeah, I think a lot of people. Yeah, that song's great. You saw Tyler too. What do you think? Because I heard Auden's opinion, but I'm curious to hear like what you thought.
No, that was hands down one of the best shows I've been to easily.
I mean, you got good seats.
I kind of splashed on those tickets.
Yeah, I mean, really you got good seats for half the show. I got good seats for half the show, so you know it worked out.
Yeah.
Big Caliuches guy though.
Oh yeah, like I was like telling you, I like literally. Like tears came to my eyes when her set started with "Dead to Me."
I don't blame you. Like I was shocked. I heard "Dead to Me" come on. I'm like, how do you open with this? It makes no sense. It's like but then she sold it. So
no, that's been my favorite Kelly song for like a while.
Oh, same.
So I don't know.
But I feel like that's what you save. You know, you save that as like the punch at the end to get everybody hyped up for Tyler to come out. But she kept the energy the whole time. And I was really impressed.
It was great.
Yeah, I mean. I can't really think of any other like pop star that I've ever seen live, so that was like really cool. She put on a great show.
Yeah. Also, seeing Vince live was sick too. I really wanted to check that off.
Crowd did him dirty.
I agree.
But you know,
there could have been more energy for him.
Could have been a lot more energy for him. And I think like that's kind of the consensus that I've seen is I've been getting a bunch of TikToks and seeing a bunch of tweets of like people who are hardcore rap fans, like who are like, "Oh my God, Vince put on an incredible show. Crowd did him dirty.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?" Auden and I were having fun up in the stands.
It is what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I was vibing.
I was happy to hear it live.
Same.
For real. That was really cool. But yeah.
And then Tyler himself, he's just a performer through and through, through and through.
I would say that. I absolutely lost it when he did the, like, goblin wolf like, I don't know what you want to call that. Like,
cherry bomb.
Yeah, that little...
Yeah, that little section in the middle.
Oh, my God. I heard Smuckers come on and I lost it. But yeah, great, great show. If you ever have the chance to see Tyler live, this is like the second week I've been talking about it, but go see him.
It's 100%.
100% worth it, even if you have to drive up to Worcester. He could sell out TD. He 100% could sell out TD Yard in this city.
Yeah.
Like, it's all college students, you know? Yeah,
100%.
The Celtics, you should have been playing the Grizzlies that day because I wanted to see that game anyway and I couldn't, but you know, whatever. So up next we got the most basic song off of Loveless, but probably also that's not my favorite, but I'm not gonna play Sometimes on here because that's just it's too much. But this is When You Sleep off of Loveless. And if you want to get into My Bloody Valentine, just listen to this song. If you like it, go check out the rest of the album. It's incredible. But yeah, here we go.
Nice.
Thank you.
Shout out TikTok. By Bloody Valentine wouldn't have a career without TikTok. TikTok makes every artist though.
They blew them up.
There's a terrible mashup. It's like the opening. It's that riff from When You Sleep. And what's the other?
And then it's like this. I think it's like This Charming Man or something.
Yeah, it's This Charming Man.
And then it's like
Man,
some Blade song.
Male manipulator music, which is its own subgenre now, and it is a great genre.
And it's like Be Nice to Me.
Should we play Be Nice to Me right now? Just do like a complete left turn. Just play some cloud rap for my wonderful
dude,
grandmother listening.
Get some Blade.
Some Bladey. No, I'm not getting any Bladey. Because if I'm going to play cloud rap, I want to play Young Lead, and I can't play Young Lead.
You could probably find a Queen Young Lead song.
Not the ones that I want to play.
Nah.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Stars.
I agree.
Shout out Stars. Great album. But we're gonna keep the shoegaze going. I've been wanting to play this song ever since I started the show, and I just like haven't done it for some reason. This is, you've heard me talk about Paranol a bunch because I really like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this is one of their songs. This is my favorite song off that they've released to this point. I'm really curious who's behind it because the guy is like super enigmatic and it's like he's just some Korean dude who like wants no fame, so he puts nothing out there about who he is. It's just like very static image for a cover songs, and the music carries itself, which is what I have a ton of respect for. Like, this guy knows like what he's putting out is good enough to just like
speak for itself.
Yeah,
doesn't need like an online presence.
Doesn't need any of
that's respectable. I agree.
And yeah, so this is Excuse off of To See the Next Part of the Dream from Paranol. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Excused by Paranol.
That was sick.
Yeah, isn't that really cool?
Yeah.
Huge shout out to my Nana, who I heard was tuning in with my my grandmother, Cece. No, that isn't exactly what you wanted to be listening to, but what can I say? What can I say? That's what I've been listening to recently, so I thought I'd play it. But yeah, we're reaching the end of the show. I have one song left, and I wanted to play a Nirvana song because everybody's been memeing Something in the Way because of Batman, which normally I'd be all for, but I saw the movie, and it is like a perfect song choice, which I can't even be mad. It like works so well with the movie that but whatever. So I was like, oh, I'm going to play Something in the Way. Nah, I decided I'm not going to. Nirvana has two of the most legendary concerts of all time. They have the MTV Live Unplugged set, which was like close to Kurt Cobain's death, that like everybody knows about. That's, for my money, that's my favorite Nirvana album. I think it's better than like their recorded stuff. I think that you strip it back, you force Kurt to play on an acoustic guitar, you first force Dave Grohl to use like a very small drum kit, and like something happens, right? The music like shifts in this weird way and becomes something completely new, and I love it. And it's like arguably what really got me into the band after I had heard like, you know, all their studio stuff. Then in 2009, they put out a concert from Reading Festival in 1992, which, if you don't know what Reading Festival is, it's this massive rock festival in England. And you know how English rock fans are. Oh, we're friends with Dan. We know how this goes, right? And so this is the opening track from that concert, and I'll never forget this. I bought this CD on a whim because I was driving around in Park City, Utah in a PT Cruiser from 2004 that didn't have any aux port or anything, and the radio was kind of jank, and like I didn't really want to listen to that, so I decided I'm gonna go to Best Buy and I'm gonna buy some like random CDs, whatever I can find for like cheap. And I bought the Doors self-titled album, and I bought this because I saw it and I never even heard of this concert. And this absolutely like blew me away the first time I heard it. And I don't really think it needs any explanation, because if you've ever heard the song Breed, you already know what you're getting yourself into. But this is Breed that opened the Reading Festival in 1992, and it's incredible. And yeah, I think it's a great closer. So I'm going to close with it. All right. Enjoy, everybody. And I'll see you. Actually, no, I won't see you next week. I'm going to be on spring break. So I don't really know what's going on with that. I might record a show and like upload it so that it can just play naturally, or I might just have a sub come in or let Rivendell take it away. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I think I'm going to do something similar for mine.
Yeah. But if you're listening and you're going to Tufts, enjoy spring break next week. I think everybody needs it, and take some time to relax and recoup. And if you aren't listening from school, I just hope you have a great rest of your week. I hope you have a great week next week. And I will see you back live from the studio in a couple weeks. Auden will be here. We have some guests lined up, and we're really going to close out the year with some exciting stuff. So nice. Please tune in.
Looking forward to it.
It's going to be a great time. All right. This is Breed. Enjoy, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. Mm-hmm.